All this is promising. But quantum financiers acknowledge that for now, hardware is a limitation. We're not yet able to perform these calculations at a scale where a quantum machine offers a real-world advantage over a classical one, says Mr. Biersuk. One rough way to measure a quantum computer's capability is its number of qubits, the analogue of classical computing's one or zero bits. For many problems, a quantum computer with thousands of stable qubits is provably far faster than any non-quantum machine that could ever be built. It just does not exist yet. For now, the field must make do with small, unstable devices, which can perform calculations for only tiny fractions of a second before their delicate quantum states break down. John Preskill of the California Institute of Technology has dubbed these NISCs, noisy intermediate-scale quantum computers. Bankers are working on ways to conduct computations on such machines. Mr. Zeng of Goldman pointed out that the computational resources needed to run quantum algorithms have fallen as programmers have tweaked their methods. Mr. Pistoia points to papers his team has written exploring ways to scale useful financial calculations into even small machines. And at some point, those programmers will meet hardware makers coming the other way. In 2019, Google was the first to demonstrate quantum supremacy, using a 53-qubit NISC machine to perform in minutes a calculation that would have taken the world's fastest supercomputer more than 10,000 years. IBM, which has invested heavily in quantum computing, reckons it can build a 1,000-qubit machine by 2023. Both it and Google have talked of 1 million qubits by the end of the decade. When might the financial revolution come? Mr. Savoy thinks simple algorithms could be in use within 18 months, with credit scoring a plausible early application. Mr. Kondratiev says 3 to 5 years is more realistic. But the crucial point, says one observer, is that no one wants to be late to the party. One common worry is that whoever makes a breakthrough first may choose to reap the rewards in obscurity, rather than broadcast the fact to the world. After all, says Mr. Biersuk, that is how high-frequency trading got started.